Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I'm also an ordained minister, which now seems to be important to tell you since I have started a new cancer research study group. Okay, today we're going to talk about how to get happy, four things that you need to do to be happy, stay happy, and find real happiness within. Now, you need to understand that this isn't about medications and that kind of thing. This is to do it naturally. Anyone can get happy, anyone can be happy, and find true happiness within themselves and live life more abundantly if you really want to. But you have to want to, and you have to take some effort into doing this. If you've been taking medication for depression and it's not working, it's because you're trying to mask the symptoms instead of treating the cause. And when I try to help people to get rid of depression, what I'm doing is we are addressing the cause, not really just the symptoms. The cause of not being happy is in your thinking, the thoughts that you think. So if you stop all of your negative thinking, do you think that you actually feel any differently? You would stop the negative feelings. Yeah, because when you stop thinking negative thoughts, then you will stop having negative feelings. So to get control of your emotions, you have to get control of your feelings. Does that make sense? It does. Emotions and feelings are not really actually the same, but they're very closely related. Your emotions are not good and positive, or you wouldn't be unhappy if you're suffering depression. Your feelings come from the thoughts that you think, period. Your feelings that you feel come from the thoughts that you think. So this entire process all starts in your mind. So to get control of your mind, you have to get control of the thoughts that you think. And you're probably thinking that your thoughts just flood in randomly and you really can't help it. And if that's the case, then you're living by default and you have no control over your mind. The mind is very powerful. And most people know that and they understand that, but they just don't know how to get control of the mind or get the power of that mind going, kick it in gear, so to speak. You can get control of your mind, and it's much easier than you think. If you want to be happy, simply do these four things. I'm going to give you four things to do, and it's much easier than you think it is. First of all, if you really want to be happy, it's a decision. You have to decide to be happy. It's just a choice. It's just a choice. Take it or leave it. Real happiness comes from within, and it's not from other people, things, or money. No, it's not. It's not from other people. It's not from other things. It's not from money. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, yeah, really? Well, I was a whole lot happier when I had money or I had things or I had somebody. But actually, those are only temporary. Real happiness, true permanent happiness, comes from within. And it is a decision. And so when you stopped all the negative thoughts and all the negative talk, you'll stop your negative feelings, and you can only really truly be happy. So then when you don't have the money or the things that you really want, or you don't have that somebody special in your life that you really would like to have, whatever the case may be, you will find that you're still happy. You will find that you still have a sense of humor, and you can live a much freer, happier life. But if you depend on other people or things or money to make you happy, you're only kidding yourself. It's not real. And that's only temporary. Okay, now the first thing you really need to understand and know and learn is how do you stop the negative thoughts from coming in? It's really very simple. You wear a rubber band on your wrist to break the bad habit of negative thinking. You have to get control of your mind, your physical thoughts that you think. And you can. And it is much easier than you think. Simply just wear a thin rubber band on your wrist and you snap it every time you think a bad, negative, or wrong thought. It may sound silly or even ridiculous, but it works. So don't knock it until you've tried it. Because bad, wrong, and negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit. And this rubber band can break at will, and it does break the bad habit of negative thinking, which can lead to mild depression and then even severe depression. You have to be honest with yourself, though, and actually snap it every time you start to have a negative thought, and you have to snap it hard enough to hurt. Now, that doesn't mean hurt you really badly. It means just snap it hard enough that, oh, that hurts. The snap should be on the underside of your wrist where it's really the most tender and not on the top or the side, because most people, you snap it on the side or the top of the wrist and it'll make them laugh, and that's not what you want. Because if you're really serious about getting control of your mind, you have to do this and you have to be honest about it. And every single time that you start to even think a negative thought, snap the rubber band and replace it with a good, right, and positive thought. Explain to other people why you're wearing this rubber band. Let them know that if you should not snap that rubber band, if you should say anything negative, they are allowed to snap it for you. And they will. They will also become your support. They'll become like your support group. And they'll also become more conscientious of what they say when they're around you, when they realize that you don't want to partake in bad, negative, or wrong thinking and talk. The fact is, every time that you think or say anything negative, you literally create negative energy that goes out into all of the universe and all of space. Have we not talked about this before? How many times have I told you that when you talk and think and feel negative, bad, wrong thoughts, talk, emotions, you are literally creating negative energy that goes out in the universe, permeating and penetrating all of space with negative energy, which is like a millions of little tiny magnets, just it goes out into the universe, which attracts like energy. Energy that's just like you send out, like little magnets that comes back to you. So if you wonder why bad things happen to you, this is one reason. You know, I've always thought, why do bad things happen to good people? If you say anything like, we can't afford it, we don't have enough money, snap that rubber band and replace it immediately with something positive. You can think or say something such as, we'll buy it as soon as we do have the money, or we'll pay that as soon as we have the money. Pay attention to how you feel when you think or speak your words. Pay attention to how you actually feel. If you have negative feelings, you're creating negative energy, and you are attracting more negative energy, more lack and limitations. So stop using negative talk, especially phrases like, I can't. These words like, I can't, actually disempower you. If your vibration raises and you feel good when you speak, you are attracting the right, good, and positive things. Instead of saying, you know, things like the worse it gets, or I have all the bad luck, or bad things happen to me, I get all the bad luck. You know, just stop talking like that. And soon, if you stop talking and thinking and feeling those bad, wrong, negative words, feelings, and emotions, you're going to find that soon you'll be saying, the better it gets, the better it gets. You will soon decide what you want to think about and choose how you want to feel. You will choose good, right, and positive thoughts that make you feel good, that leads to good, positive emotions, and you'll find yourself becoming happier all the time. But stop partaking in bad, negative conversations, gossip about other people, saying things that are not even factual, that's not even necessary. Just stay away from negative talk. Stay away from negative things, TV and the news and negative articles in the newspaper and CSI and horror shows and murder shows, shows that are about murders and all the negative stuff, okay? Okay, that's number two. That was number two, and stop the negative thought. Number three, what can you do to become happy? You need to learn to be grateful. Being grateful. Make a written or mental list every day of what you're grateful for. Keep in a daily journal. Really, what you're really actually grateful for is probably one of the biggest, one of the single best things that you can do to change your life for the better. It is one of the biggest. Number one, I believe, is just simply stop all the negative talk, all the negative thoughts, and all the negative feelings, which stops the negative emotions. And then the next one is really it's being grateful. Being grateful really is probably one of the single best things that you can do that is so simple, so easy, and yet can be so subtle that can make some of the biggest changes for your life for the better. So ask yourself, what are you grateful for? Maybe family, friends, good health, or the good health that you do have, your home, financial blessings, the peace and the freedom we have in this country, your car, grateful that you have a phone or a computer, a job. Are you grateful that you can talk and walk, you can see and still hear, your talents, your intelligence? I mean, the list can go on and on and on. I'm trying to give you some examples here because I can hear somebody grumbling, saying, I don't have anything to be grateful for. Well, you know what? There is always something that you can find that you can be grateful for. So start by writing the list, and each day your list should grow. Count your blessings by feeling grateful. Now, when you count your blessings and you're thinking about what you're grateful for, don't just put it down with no feeling or being resentful when you put it down, write it down, or even think about it. Count your blessings while you're feeling grateful. Raise your vibration within yourself as if, I do have something to feel good about. I have something to be grateful about. And you might even say, thank you, God. Thank you for just feeling grateful, really feeling it, as you focus on what you're grateful for, and it will bring you more of it. Remember, what you focus on expands. So always focus on the positive, never the negative. Because even if you're a really good, wonderful, nice, kind, church-going person and you can't figure out why these bad things are happening to you, it's because you're probably focusing more on the negative than you are the positive. But if you engage in with other people and gossip and being jealous of somebody or something else that they have or that they're doing. So try to stop all that and just focus on the positive. And now, for example, let me give an example. Always focus on the positive, never the negative. And here's an example. Instead of, let's say, okay, here, you say, this is the good, right, and the right choice to do. You say, I am grateful for my strong, healthy body. And that is a very good thing to be focusing on. I am grateful for my strong, healthy body. That is right and good. Do not focus on, for example, I am grateful I'm not sick. There again, you're focusing on being not sick, so you're focusing on the negative, which is not good. Always focus on the positive, never the negative. I am grateful for my strong, healthy body. And if you don't have a strong, healthy body, then do you have a strong, healthy heart? Strong, healthy eyes, and keep focusing on the stuff that is strong and healthy. And you might even say that if you're not strong and don't have a strong, healthy body, if you keep focusing on that constantly, I am grateful for my strong, healthy body. Your body that you don't think is very healthy may start becoming stronger and healthier all the time. So always focus on the positive, because the universe will give you more of what you are really grateful for, and it will lift your spirits and make you feel better, and it will raise your vibration. While this is really an easy and it's a really small thing to do, it has phenomenal power. Oh, by the way, you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind, which is my radio program. You can go on that program, and when I'm on live, you can actually go to the chat room, and you can log in, and you can leave a message if you like, or if you have a question, I will address it. I'm actually getting a little bit better at Blog Talk Radio than I was, and they've improved their site some, so I'm getting better at it. Okay, so number three is being grateful, and that's what it's about. I mean, it's a small, subtle thing to do, but it has tremendous power in changing your life for the better. Number four, the fourth thing is, if you really want to be happy, if you really want to be happy, then you've got to get rid of all the negative thoughts and the negative feelings, which also comes with number four, is you have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. It's just a choice. But if you don't, holding a grudge or hating someone is holding anger in your heart, which is like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. And they don't. You do. Every negative thought and feeling that you hold on to long enough will make you sick. For you to heal, really heal, you have to truly forgive anyone that has ever caused you any pain. You also have to forgive yourself. Why? Because this is really not treating yourself so good. And there is more than one way to release the negative energy that you are harboring within yourself that is destroying your body, literally. When you hold this anger or strong feelings of hate and anger in your body, it usually over a long period of time will equal something like cancer. It will destroy your body, literally. So if someone has really upset you to the point that you can't stop thinking about something that they did or said more than a few days later and it still haunts you, you're losing sleep, your eating patterns have changed, et cetera, in other words, even if you just talk about it, let's say it happened 20 years ago, and if you talk about it to somebody else, all those old negative feelings come rising up within yourself again. You feel yourself starting to get upset. You feel you're starting to get depressed and bringing you down. That way you will know whether or not you will know when something bothers you, you can't let it go. If it bothers you, even if you talk about it and you think, oh, time heals. No, time does not heal. What it does, the mind is like a computer, and when an event opens that hurts you so badly that if you think that time goes on and you're healing, time minimizes that window, that event, until it's still running. It's like a program running deep down in your soul. You just can't really see it. You're not focused on it anymore. But if you talk about it to somebody else, and somebody asked about, remember when that, and you start talking about it, and you find old negative feelings, maybe not as strong as they were before, but you feel yourself getting upset, you feel your heart racing, you feel your blood pressure going up, you feel the acids turning in your stomach, or you just simply feel down and depressed just simply from talking about it, then it is still a program running deep down in the soul and is not closed out. Now, you can get rid of this deep, dark, negative energy that's running in your soul that you're harboring within yourself. And if you've ever had cancer, and you'll find that if you survive that cancer, the doctors normally will tell you that cancer will probably come back. The reason is 20-year studies show and prove that people who hang on to dark, negative, strong, negative emotions, such as hate and anger, over a long period of time, get cancer, and when they can't let go of that emotionally, they don't release it and they don't let go of it, the cancer comes back. So there are different ways to get rid of or release negative energy, but here's one very simple way that you can get rid of it. It's a little bit time consuming, takes an hour or two maybe out of your time, but you can get rid of it. Get out a pad of paper and write a letter to whoever has caused you so much stress, so much pain. And before I get very far with this, I want you to get one thing straight. You do not send this letter to anyone. You do not let anyone see this letter. No one is to see or read this letter but you yourself. And there's a definite reason. However, for writing this letter, which is to release that negative energy that you are harboring within yourself so that you can start to heal, I want you to just get in a quiet area where you're not going to be bothered. You write this letter and you just tell them off. Write to that person or persons and tell them why they upset you, why they hurt you, how they hurt you. Tell them how they made you feel. Whatever comes to mind, just keep writing and writing. Whatever just flows into your mind, just write it. And if you're scared that somebody might possibly see the letter, then write it in code, abbreviate, just so that you know what it is. You can use signs, symbols for words. As long as any thoughts on this come to mind, just keep writing it out. You can abbreviate whatever you want to do. Just write it out and write it fast because you're releasing this negative energy when you do this. And it's just so that you know what it means. Write until nothing else comes to mind. Write until you've gotten it all out. Release it out on the paper from the mind out through the pen in written words on the paper. Write until you can't think of anything else to say. When you are done expressing your feelings, letting it all the negative thoughts about that person or the event or the situation, whatever it is, you're going to feel a relief. You'll feel it. Then, before you're finished, you start writing that you forgive them. Now, I've actually done this myself, and let me tell you, that was kind of hard at first. It took a couple of minutes to actually get going on this, but write that you forgive them and write why you forgive them. You might write such things, and I'm just going to give you some examples just so that you kind of understand where we're going with this. You might write things like, you forgive them because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. You forgive them because you want to be good to yourself. You forgive them because you want to heal. You forgive them completely and unconditionally because you want to heal, and now you are doing exactly that. You are healing from within to without. So you forgive them because you are a good person. And when you forgive, God forgives you, and that is most important. Do you get the picture? This is an example. When you get done releasing all your negative thoughts, all your negative feelings onto the paper, what and how you feel about the situation, the person, whatever happened, write, express all your anger, whatever it is, then you start writing how you forgive them. You forgive them because, and I just gave you some examples here. So when you forgive, you start healing yourself. And when you start writing this out, I forgive you. I ask God to help me to forgive you. I forgive you completely and unconditionally. Then you can finally let it go, the whole thing. You won't even think about it anymore. You actually will start healing yourself. Because if you can't forgive, then you might as well be driving around in a car in life with a rearview mirror larger than your windshield, because you cannot see where you're going because you can only see where you've been. And you're looking at the past all the time. So when you forgive, it's like taking down that rearview mirror, and you can get on with your life. You can finally let it go and you go forward. But when you forgive, you do start to heal, and you will too. If you will do this too, if you do this exercise, but you've got to put some real effort and thought into it, because your thoughts are things. When you forgive, by just writing it all out, that you forgive, you will feel a peace that will come over you. So pay attention when you do this exercise. Pay attention to how you feel. And the feeling is actually very strong, and you can't help but notice it. You will feel it. You will notice it. It won't be so subtle that you don't know, well, did that happen? I don't know. Oh, you'll feel it. You might have K-Rose come over you, like goosebumps all over you. You might feel the Holy Spirit move through you. You might have tears that just flows down your face, because I've heard it all. I've had people tell me that tears just flooded down their face all of a sudden. So pay attention to how you feel. The feeling is very strong, and it can't help but be noticed. Really, the more you have to forgive, probably the stronger the feeling is going to come over. So when you feel that peace come over you, when you forgive someone, you are healing. You'll then notice that when you think about or speak of that person or that situation ever again, you'll find that there is no emotion and there's no change in your vitals. The heart doesn't speed up. The blood pressure doesn't go up. There's no more acid churning in the stomach. Actually, it's going to feel like you're talking about somebody else. It's going to feel like, was that real? It's just like a story that maybe you read out of a book, and there's no emotion anymore, none. And when you don't feel any more negative feelings or thoughts, when you even talk about it, if you have to talk about it ever again, you're going to find that you're at peace with it. And you might even find some humor. You might even make a joke about it, because it just doesn't matter anymore. It's the past, and it just doesn't matter. So, really, again, it's all about attitude. But you can take any situation, and you'll find that you are not the only one that's ever had that happen to them. So it's really about attitude, because there's many different reactions to one and same situation. Here's an example. A spouse, and this is really becoming very common anymore, say a spouse or a significant other finds some very intimate, romantic text messages on their significant other's phone. Now, one person might go crazy, making accusations, file for divorce, or pack up and leave. Another one may very calmly ask their their significant other, what is this about, and believe whatever they say because it really isn't a choice. And they might end up very easily living happily ever after, and it's never mentioned again or thought about again. It might have actually been a mistake. It could be a mistake, I guess. Okay. They might actually live happily ever after. Here's another reaction to the same scenario. Somebody else may find it very upsetting and ask their spouse what the text messages are about. What does it mean? So they call the other person that sent the text message, and they drill them. They insist on counseling, and they stay with their spouse, but they think about it all the time. They lose sleep. They think about the text messages every hour, every day, day after day, week after week, month after month. Their thoughts are all negative about the entire situation, no matter how many times their spouse or significant other apologizes or tries to explain that they made a mistake or didn't mean anything or they don't know where it came from. They might explain it was just a stupid text message. They don't even know where it came from or why, period. But a person who dwells on a negative situation finds, again, like I said, you find that what you focus on expands. And if you do that, you're going to find that relationship with that significant other is going to just snowball into a very bad relationship. It will down spiral, along with their health, and everything else is going to go with it. So really, again, life is really all about attitude. It's just a choice, but you can choose a good attitude or you can choose a bad attitude. And it doesn't make any difference what really happens. Because you can take any situation, they go, yeah, but you don't know what happened because he's done this before. Okay, well, you've got a choice. You know what? You can stay with that person and let it go and make the best of it, or you can stay there and dwell on it and make the worst of the worst until it just couldn't get any worse. Or, I mean, you can leave. If you're going to stay there and make it bad, then you might as well leave. But one way or another, you have to release the anger that you hold in your heart, or you will suffer the consequences before it's too late, and you'll only wish that you'd done this. You know, the text message has caused so many people so many problems. I personally get them from, I don't even know who they're from, but they're sending them to me anonymously, as if, and they don't even know if I'm a man or a woman, which is pretty funny. So they're trying to hook up with me or something. I don't know. It's pretty weird. I just ignore them. But, you know, even Sandra Bullock learned that Jesse James was cheating on her, and so many times, too. So did she stay there and make his life and her life a living hell? No, she just got out without looking back. Even though she might be one of the most beautiful women in the world and one of the top paid actresses on the screen, I'm sure even Sandra Bullock was very deeply hurt by James' infidelity. We all have feelings. And when our feelings are deeply hurt or destroyed or irreparable, then it's time to make a change. So the question you have to ask yourself is, how long can your health hold up with all the strong negative feelings and emotions that you're experiencing? Maybe it's time to make a change. Okay, I have a blog, actually, that you can go to my blog and you can pick up a free hypnosis audio. It's called Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health with Hypnosis. It's in its full entirety. I think it's 31 minutes. You can pick it up by going to my blog at thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. And Blogspot is it is the ending for bloggers, blog sites. So it's B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in Oliver, G as in Gary, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Oliver, T as in Tom.com. So thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. Also, you can pick up and get a free preview of the first four chapters of my new book called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? It's a pretty good book, and I will admit it probably isn't really that well written. It's my first book, but the message is strong and clear, and there is a lot of really good, rich content in there. Also, my new project is I am starting a new project for cancer people. People who have cancer who would like to get into a program to use hypnosis to get rid of the cancer, then you can go to that blog spot that I just gave to you, that blog. I just told you thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You can go to that and you can sign up through there, or if you know somebody that does. But if this is a research study group, which means you would have to sign a release to let your information go public, because it will be published and it is for others to learn by. With the economy the way that it is and the new health care bill that has been passed, to learn to use the mind is just basically you learn to get control of your mind and use your mind to heal. You're going to find this information very valuable. Maybe not if you don't have cancer. If you've got some other illness or disease that you want to use your mind to heal, you can and will. And it is much easier than you would think. I thank you for joining my program. And that's all that we have for today. And you can visit my website, thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. If you have questions, if you want to email me, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. or thehypnosisqueen@gmail.com, or thehypnosisqueen@yahoo.com. I will get any of them. Thank you for joining me.